This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Obviously, on the HeadGum Podcast.
So basically, I mean, like, you guys did this, but basically...
Did you,
like,
take the anxiety drugs? They offered Xanax? Me, like, yeah. They offered that to me. Did you take it?
I took it. Did you not take it?
Yeah, I said, I don't need it. I'm not, like, you know, a wimp about this kind of stuff. Like, shoot me straight, doc. If it's not going to hurt, or even if it does, I'll fucking bite the bullet. And he was like, that's really cool. It's brave of you not to take the Xanax, which is kind of like what we give cowardly children every time they bang their knee. And it ultimately makes it harder to, you know, keep your eyes open and do the surgery. And then afterwards, you kind of have a...
describe medical malpractice. They were giving Xanax to kids for bumping their knee.
I was just not specifically that, but like...
say, what's that? Can you say, in high school, sir?
So deranged.
Can you the laptop? No one right now. Yeah, you can't see. There she is.
Damn, Daniel.
Back at it again with a white baby. Damn, Daniel. we fucking made it. Casey, how long have we been awake?
This is the, what time is it?
Is 11 a.m.
It is
11 a.m.
11:08.
We've been live for
I don't need it.
23 hours.
And then what time did you've been awake the whole time?
I have been awake the entire time.
What time did both of you get up yesterday?
Glad you asked.
I got up at 9 a.m. yesterday.
Goldie, what time did you get up?
Goldie's moving.
She's trying to say that this is what she does when she's trying to, like, threaten you and be like, you're not that guy, pal. You're not that guy.
She's trying to threaten me?
Yeah.
Trying
to. If you're just listening to this, there's a baby here.
Yeah.
Can you say, up, cup, up, a solid?
She slid over towards Casey after you did that.
She's burying the lead because I've seen her real estate portfolio and it makes Taylor Swift look like a joke.
If you're just listening to this, you need to watch it because there is Jeff has a actual human baby on the couch next to him.
Yeah.
And if you're just missing this is the HeadGum Podcast. This is in the final hour and a half of Jeff's surprise 24-hour live stream where he's been
hour.
Sorry, the final hour.
Because it's the final hour.
And he's been watching or neglecting a baby doll. And Anya did just bring in an actual baby because he's...
Wow.
Earlier yesterday, Jeff did say, I don't like babies. Oh, and now she's grabbing his hand.
He's been saying it all night long, actually.
All night long, neglect.
All right.
All night. I hate kids.
Look, like she's got her tiny little hand.
No, she just wants to hold Jeff's hand.
She's got
hand.
Her dirty little grabber all over Unky Jeff's
no.
paws.
We gotta get this baby out of here.
This was not my idea. A he baby was brought into the studio and plopped on my lap.
Calling himself Unky Jeff.
Unky.
Uncle.
Zunkle Jeff.
Godfather
you're kind
Jeff.
Of, you're kind of drunkle right now, too, right?
How do you figure?
At least, like, on drunk on no sleep. At least.
Yeah, that's just sleep deprived. Yeah, whatever.
I'm so sleepy. I woke up feeling
What time did you
groggy.
Go to sleep?
1.
A.M.
Yeah.
And what time did you wake up?
Around 9.
Okay. Ask me when we went to sleep.
When did you go to sleep?
Last?
Yeah.
That would be 1 a.m.
Allie went
2
to
days
sleep.
Ago. 1 a.m. 2 days ago.
Yeah, I was in and out. I was like up at 3. I was up at 5. I'm kind of on a...
Here?
Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but do you guys know if she has had veal
No,
yet?
At home.
Do you guys know if she's eaten veal?
New York, when did you guys last go to sleep?
I went to bed at like 2:30. Yeah, about same. And I woke up at 5 and I woke up at 6:50 to come back to the studio.
Mm-hmm. This kid's really winning me over.
Yeah. Staring at
Kate. I swear to God, I'll give her money. Oh, yeah. And introducing Goldie Hawn. And then I'll add the clap sound effects.
You don't see a lot of bonnets anymore.
Yeah.
It's nice.
We should bring back the bonnet, but for adults. I also have been thinking about bringing back the passy.
Ooh, okay.
For adults?
Yeah, just like as with
adult
a chain.
Adult pacifiers.
Maybe.
Okay, so.
Sorry, what'd you say, Marika?
I just said adult pacifiers.
Or like a binky, whatever the difference is.
Mm. Sure, sure.
A little dummy. What is it called?
Like. Yeah, those are, I mean, you, yeah, all the words you said are fine.
Are fine, are good. Fine. Well, they're all good.
Are correct.
Goldie, to me, has become more than a style icon. She's become a fashion inspiration.
Yeah.
She's like imprinting on Casey right now.
Yeah.
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 It's intimidating.
She's like, yeah, look away.
But it's also in a way where it's like, you know that you're safe with her. Like, I know that no matter what happens, she's got my back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Is it because she can't sit up on her own or
walk? Well, that's really why we have babies, is to fix ourselves.
Yeah.
I don't want to scare her by laughing too hard, but I would have laughed harder than that if there wasn't a babe.
What?
Are you getting bored? Should we throw to an Athletic Greens ad? Because it's actually an all-in-one nutritional insurance. Mm. Yeah.
Well, let's not give them
Jeff, you were doing so much better right now than I thought you would be, to be honest.
The baby is medicine to me, sort of like animal medicine. I'm working with the medicine of the human form.
Allie, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just kind of agreeing with him verbally. Like, I was trying to give, like, audio support.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oral joy.
No.
Do you have something to say? What do you want to say? Do you have anything to plug? We could start plugs. She wants to plug nap time. And...
huge.
Getting on dad's nerves.
Mm. She wants to plug her past.
She's 8? Oh, yeah.
She's 8 years old.
Years, yeah. I'll buy 8 months, but even that, she looks like a oneer.
How old is she? About, okay. That's about when the Olsen about twins started to work, I think.
Yeah. But Allie was ready more so than AJ.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, those are the different twins.
The Mashaka twins. She's like,
Are you interested? So this is called a podcast, right? It's basically, it's like, would you say recorded radio? It's such a weird way to put it. People don't understand, young and old.
Right,
I
mean, especially a baby.
Especially, well, so.
How would you explain it to her?
Yeah.
It's sort of like an hour of pop culture discussion, mean-spirited games and quizzes, and gotcha journalism. So where does she live? What, like, neighborhood?
Are you trying to dox? Don't dox his baby.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm also not trying to put her in a box, all right? She can do anything she wants.
Yeah.
She looks over it at this point. She was interested, and now she's leaning on you. Not even, she's like, all right, I'm done.
She's like, yeah. It's not Disneyland, I'll tell you that for sure. What's up?
Oh. What's up?
What do you need?
Oh.
Do you want to check out the Jordans?
You just kind of palm sick, right? Her face.
I didn't, like, oh,
someone in the chat.
Yeah.
Someone in the chat said she's joining Team Coco.
That's really funny for $2 million a year.
Anya swooped right. In.
Bye,
Goldie.
Goldie.
Bye, Goldie.
Bye, Goldie.
Bye, Goldie.
Whose dog was that?
There was
I mean,
dog?
Baby. I'm not around babies often. Whose baby was that?
I think Anya's friend's
baby. Anya's friend.
Incredible.
That's why we didn't want you to go
surprise,
in the kitchen earlier.
It's yours.
Surprise. C'est ton bébé.
I'm going to Paris in a year.
Yeah.
You said next month.
Yes.
Why? That's fine.
Je pense je could be Parisien.
You think you could be.
You have.
Pour juste une année.
For just a year?
Year.
Ou an époque.
I don't know.
An entire era.
Remember when Shelby just like really busted out the Spanish?
Yeah, I remember that. Emma, how the heck are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm tired, but I know you're not the audience for that kind of talk.
That kind of talk.
I do like how everyone who has kind of strolled in to either their New York office or their LA office.
Yeah.
checks in with us and goes like, well, I didn't get a lot of sleep myself.
Casey, because we didn't sleep.
I only got 2 hours or 3 hours.
I got eight, and I'm just like, whoa.
So yeah,
how about tough.
Honestly, Emma, like, I'm not the audience, but I kind of talk to
how
you
about
like, I'm
none.
So sleepy.
right.
And so it's like, I'd really appreciate you being like a little bit more considerate.
Yeah.
Understood. Have to go record a friend's podcast after this, which was an interesting thing that I agreed to do.
Yeah.
Today.
Booked and
I will
busy.
Also say that for us, we were awake earlier in the start of the day yesterday. Came into the office, stayed up pretty late, only got minimum 3-4 hours of sleep, came back to the office.
Can that you sucks. Imagine, Jeff? 4 hours of sleep?
I can't imagine 4 hours of sleep. That's crazy.
Have these been going
and
on
imagine
since
not
the
being
musical
on camera.
Guest? Yeah, I think
that's
so.
Crazy.
That's unhinged. That these party lights have been going on since the musical
since
guest.
The guy,
yeah, for 12 yeah. hours.
That's well, insane.
I have a
we
question.
Thought about changing it, but then we were like, it's a vibe.
It is a vibe. I have a question for you both, since you have been through this kind of journey together. What have you learned about each other that surprised you?
Still getting me.
I'm putting this on my
sort of
best Jeff
journey, up. For lack of a better
yeah,
term.
Yeah, like, have you learned anything about each other that's like been surprising or?
Good question.
We've
good
been
question.
Talking about this. I mean, a lot of people who listen to this episode probably didn't watch the stream, but like, it's a thing of like, yeah, we've been up for 24 hours almost, which, you know. We've all done that before. We pulled all-nighters. It's tough, but it's fine. You go to sleep. It's whatever. It's the being watched
yeah.
and the having to perform for that many
yeah.
hours.
Yeah.
You are working that back to back to back. Top of the hour, someone leaves, somebody else comes in. Holy shit, we have to do another hour, and I don't even know what this is going to be.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
I hit a breaking point. I didn't think I was going to hit a breaking point, so I guess I learned that my breaking point happens around, what, 20 hours, 21 hours?
Hey, that's good to know.
That was something that Jeff... we've talked about it a lot over the course of the night, but he has constantly felt like I got to be on. There's people coming, and they are coming on to talk to him. No one's like really coming on to expecting to
hey, don't
you know,
say that.
To talk to me.
No,
but
that rice.
Sure,
the rhythm of the rice is how you is about how you move your hips.
Yeah, I know.
You're taking a bite into rice.
I do.
But
feel
I,
like,
but to my the point I wanted to make was I didn't have any sort of pressure of like, oh, it's time to perform. People are watching. Like I kind of zone out on the fact that hundreds of people were watching us all night long.
But even just like pared down to just like an experience level, this had to have been a bonding experience for your friendship.
No, it felt like military hazing. I feel like you and I are like in a. I was gonna say cabal. That's the wrong word.
I did have the option to leave
yeah,
whenever
you said you
I wanted,
were probably
and
leave
I was
around
like,
two,
yeah.
at least.
That's you a said, good friend.
But
yeah,
I saw,
that's a good
I saw
friend.
It in Jeff's eyes
yeah.
that I couldn't leave him here with people he didn't know, talking to people he didn't know.
Jake, I would have.
Huh? If what?
If it was me and Jake Robinson, I couldn't have done it.
What?
What? That's fair to say. I just held a baby. You know, I
you did just hold
side.
A baby.
No, Jake was great. I'm kidding. But yeah, it was helpful to have someone you know in the room at like 4:30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would have just been slightly creepy.
What, because obviously I was sleeping, what led to the breaking point? Or like, what did that feel like in your body? Because I remember I've tuned in for a bit when you're like, I'm hitting my third wall. I'm hitting my da-da-da. Like, so what
the walls
was the breaking
were fine.
Point?
It came
that was
in just, waves.
It came
truly.
In waves.
The walls
yeah.
were fine. It just was this thing of like, it felt like everything was caving in and I can't do this. I can't be on display this tired with new people that I've never met asking, like, not, some people came in and were like taking me exactly where I was. Other people came in like asking a lot of me. And I was like, yeah. I can't give you that.
Yeah. And who name names of who was asking a lot of you?
No.
Okay. Was it Marika?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's our general like friendship rapport working
sure.
relationship. Me asking a lot of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah. you probably not responding to my text, but we covered that in Miles
the trial. So yeah. Which by the way, I'm going to plead mistrial, but yeah.
No.
Wow.
No.
I wasn't going to say wrong.
He brought so much evidence.
So much evidence.
No, but I also would like to say, I mean, I've been complaining. I'll have more gratitude tomorrow, but sorry, I just got distracted by the parents.
There goes Goldie.
Bye, Goldie. Goldie has
just how much
building.
Work went into this. Like, I really do appreciate it from the New York team, from the LA. Well,
oh yeah,
it's I don't know if it's Stockholm syndrome or not, but it was a cool thing to be a part of. I want it to be over soon, But it was a once in a lifetime opportunity, and clearly so much thought and planning went into each and every aspect of it. So shout out to the whole HeadGum team. I mean, I'm not going to say thank you, but I will say shout out.
Yeah, that feels fair.
Yeah.
Gabrus made a good point yesterday. I was chatting with him between segments, and we were talking about like how, you know, like you said earlier, that it's like that it's so much love, that it's like we do it because we love you, and also that it's like such a testament that it's like everyone has thought that it's like you can handle something like this, that you can be on for 24 hours. Oh. And Gabrus and I were like, and that's so cool, such an honor. I'd never want to fucking do it, but happy to pop in and out. Like I was thinking, like, oh, that's so cool. And I was like, both of us were like, man, that'd be so awesome if they spring that on me. And like, no, I would hate this. No. I would never want to do this.
Well, I've talked to you about how I hate surprise parties.
Yeah. So this is kind of like the ultimate surprise.
This was worse. Yeah. Because probably over the course of hours, thousands of people watching you.
Yeah. How much money has been raised, by the way?
Well, it was 10,000, but there was like a, it was, again, we were only doing proceeds. So I think it's only going to be about 500.
We were raising money over the past 24 hours for stand up girls.
And they came and watched Marika, take some it away. Of Jeff's. Yeah, they came and watched some of Jeff's stand up, which was just his Shark Tank puns. They were very funny. I thought that segment was really fun. I was worried, but I thought.
And did they like it? Great. Did they think it was funny?
They were having fun.
Yeah, they were loving it.
No, because what I know that means is that once you guys hopped off Zoom, you were in the lobby of the office and kind of were like, thanks so much for doing it. And they were like,
so happy. They've been posting on social media, like, we had to keep it a surprise, obviously, and they were so excited to do it. They were posting on social media, like, tune in, there's a huge, like, we got a huge announcement. They're like thrilled. We were taking photos of the studio. Like, it was
that's
great.
Awesome.
That's cool. That's, I mean, they were quick, they were smart, they were funny. I think that's a cool program.
Yeah. I don't remember what we were talking about before.
Not talking Jeff because Jeff's already done this. If for everyone in this Zoom room, how would you guys react to, like, would you guys be down to do something like this, or would it be like, hell no, absolutely not?
If it was surprised upon me,
yeah,
I
surprised
wouldn't,
upon you,
I wouldn't leave. I think I would.
But what if it was pitched to you in a meeting 4 weeks in advance?
I'd be like, me?
That's not what I thought you were gonna say. That's a really funny response. Emma, would you do it?
I think I would stay if it was sprung on me, but if it was in advance, I probably wouldn't agree to it. I think it's fair. Opposite for me.
But you were around for a lot of it, not always on camera, sometimes on camera. Like,
yeah, but that's different. But I'm also not a performer. I don't even want to stick to the plans that I make for myself. The idea of someone else.
Yeah, but I think you have. I mean, you're good on mic, I would say. Like, you're confident.
Thank you. I was fishing, but
yeah. Whoa.
I think I would stay if I was in your position.
Yeah. Marika?
I would stay. I also, well, I think that I could handle it, but not in the sense of being like a performer. I think it would be really boring if I was sitting in front of the camera for 24 hours, but I would do it because I also feel like, growing up, I did dumb things like, let's try to stay up for 24 hours and like stay on Skype and watch stuff on TV and all that kind of stuff. So like,
yeah,
I feel like I could handle it. I definitely like.
You also said that you used to kind of hang around with like a ragtag group of rascals who would like bail white collar criminals out of federal prison. Which, like, that's not the people who need to be bailed out.
Yeah, no, well, we were hackers and we had a little chat. And that's kind of how we did most of our work. But yeah.
Most of your work?
Yeah. Our work. We called it work. Okay. Because we would go to school, and then we'd come home and then we'd do a bit of that. And it was like our job after school.
Yeah. By the way, I promised Goldie that? I wouldn't do this, but you've been nursing that drink all day and it's pretty much just boba bubbles, right? There's no liquid the entire time. You were just sucking down tapioca.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a mucho mango, but heavy on tapioca pearls.
I've only done one
all-nighter.
If I was in here, I would do it. I would be not thrilled. I would be excited for like the first 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then it would hit me and be like, oh shit. I've only pulled one all-nighter before, like one like 24-hour stay up. And I felt like absolute shit the next day. Because it's like the adrenaline that keeps you going for a bit of like, oh, I'm gonna do it. We're gonna do an all-nighter. And like it keeps you. And then it's like, then the wee hours of the morning hit. And then I want to kill myself. Yeah, it's yeah, like, it's yeah. so, and the next day feels like the worst hangover of your entire life.
Because what's going to happen is I'm going to go home and I'm going to go to sleep at 12:30.
Yeah.
Wake up at what, 9?
Yeah.
Then what?
Then you're going to be nocturnal.
Now I'm fucked.
You might sleep through the whole night.
God willing.
Mm-hmm.
I hope. Yeah. I mean, try to go kind of what God. Connor was saying.
What's that?
That's kind of what Connor was saying.
Yeah. well, we were talking.
Connor was saying to go with God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh.
Hi, Marika. Hi, Emma. I put headphones on. It's so nice to hear your voices.
Hi,
at this
Anya.
Hour.
Hi, Anya.
You guys sound and look great.
You too.
Wow, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's no problem.
Oh, this is a great Where hairstyle, are you going? Jeff.
Where are you going?
Okay. Did you ever make rice? Doesn't look like it.
No. I can't do anything else.
I can't anything
else. That was the first thing that he got was the rice. After Jeff Probst
I remember
announced this.
He rejected the rice like wholesale. He was like, yeah. absolutely not. I want an acai bowl right away.
Yeah.
Demanded an acai bowl.
We should have made him make fire in the studio.
Fire in the
if
form
you beat
of Flint.
Casey, then you get to go out. But if Casey wins,
I could easily beat Jeff.
I believe that 100%.
Well, the whole thing was like, well, it's like 24 hours, right?
We
kind of got to the bottom of it that, like, you, me, and Amir had talked about doing an all nighter or something, mm-hmm. and that was last summer. And then apparently, Amir pitched this in a content meeting last summer, so it might have been tracked back to me.
Right.
A prison of my own making.
Well, yeah. I think we wanted to do the all-nighter in the style of like the college humor all-nighters of like doing sketches
which
and podcasts
all night.
Which is
not 24 hours. I remembered this morning we were talking about it. It was 12 hours. It was 8 p.m. to 8 a.m.
Oh, that's right.
And it was a group of people doing it. It wasn't live streamed. So the all-nighter should be a bunch of HeadGum podcasters dropping it out.
We should
do that
fun.
As a separate thing that's not live streamed, and it should just be
it's 12 hours.
An episode every hour.
Yes.
In the studio.
It's not live streamed?
Why would it be live streamed?
Well, then what's
why
the point?
Why would we be booking because, all these shows back?
Okay, then
to
it's
back.
Live streamed.
Well, then it's just, I guess, a private thing.
It's supposed to be delirious episode records.
Episodes, and then we could also throw in like two or three sketches that we have to write and film the sketches in the same night.
And it would be like a. You remember That's So Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, mm-hmm. Raven?
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Of course. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Would you,
set off,
nothing obviously. Like a Disney Channel crossover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How
long have we been recording?
We have about a half an hour to go.
Are you just going to go home and pass out? Or are you going to eat? What's the vibe?
I'm going to get some pancakes and then I'm going to go the fuck to sleep.
Beautiful.
And I'm going to enjoy every fucking second of it, Isaac.
Do you want to take your pajamas with you? You
those
didn't put
aren't
them
mine.
On. No, I got those for you.
You bought those for me?
Yeah.
There were pajamas here?
They're right at your feet, Casey.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll take them.
I'm checking on the chat right now.
It's a blue. It's light blue.
Did you bring this? I forgot that this is live stream.
I thought
the point
Shelby
of even releasing this.
You thought Shelby brought the stuff that I've been planning for months.
Well, when it was just me and Jeff in here and I said, "What's this?" He said, "Shelby brought it."
Well, she did bring it in and say, "I brought you this."
That was the bit.
There you go.
Oh, are these Eeyore?
Yeah.
Is this Eeyore?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. He's
tired. Was that ever unfolded? Did you
Can we get the
see
baby
what this
back
was?
In here? That was the real laughs.
The baby's gone. We saw the baby leave.
Kryzen Wave said,
girl?
You guys should do the HeadGum podcast
that's
switching
baby.
Hosts thing. Like, have a bunch of shows, but we all, round
that's
robin
fun.
Of sorts, have to switch hosts for different shows for a stream.
What
I think
one
that
would
that
you
be
host?
Great.
What one would I want to host?
Yeah, of all of them on the network.
Buckets.
That's
that would be
really
fun, because I know
fucking
nothing
funny.
About basketball.
Oh my god, I don't know either.
Allie and I hosting buckets.
Oh my god, I sat next to Amir during our like HeadGum holiday company dinner, and I
I was like, come up with conversation, Allie. Like, let's talk about sports. He loves basketball. And I was like, so what do you...
That's so sweet.
And I was like, so what do you think about Devin Booker? And he was like, why? And I was like, well, I heard he and Kendall Jenner just were...
Yeah, that's your in.
Yeah, that was my in. I was like, do you think he's been good lately? And he's like, no. And I'm like, because he's probably hurting.
And he's like, because he's probably hurt. He's not
injured.
He's
probably hurting inside. His
emotionally.
Heart.
Oh, I don't know what that is. Marty,
what shows would you guys all want to host? Try. Hosting.
I just want to hear you host Buckets. It's like you guys. Being like Devin Booker's a problem. I don't know.
If you just give me a list
this.
Of names, yeah. Because I don't know any.
I can
names.
Only
like,
talk about that
about
on a personal
person?
Level.
I mean, that's
yeah.
all sports is memorizing names.
And I'd be like, oh my God, don't even ask me about not this season, not this season.
And then the crowd, because it's a live show, is going, oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, definitely.
Or I'd be like,
tell us why.
Do you remember the Bulls in the 90s? Pretty good.
Do
yeah.
I remember?
Yeah. Bulls good in 90s. Is that what Amir sounds like to you? That's just, I think that's just any man to me, including myself.
Cleveland?
Yeah. You're just doing the Tim Allen.
Oh, Reggie?
You doxed an engagement yesterday. That was cool.
And a pregnancy.
Well, honestly, okay, the pregnancy was my fault. I've come to realize that Amir doxed himself. I said, I made a joke about how he doesn't have the gall to, like, propose, and then he offered up the information that actually I did and we're engaged to be wed.
And it could have lived on the stream where only a couple hundred people were listening, but now we're saying it on the HeadGum Podcast.
That's my fault, then. That's my fault, because I brought now. It up.
USA. When I say ohms, you say B. Ohms.
B.
Ohms.
When I say bite, you say rice. Bite.
Rice.
Bite.
Rice. Rice.
Fuck you guys. Is this what it feels like to be you?
Yeah, he did that several times throughout the night.
Lots of things, energy going hither than thither. Isaac, could you give us a minute?
So?
I've never done this with a producer, but could you just give us a minute?
Can we have the room?
What? Can we just have
don't
the room for a second?
Bully him. He was here.
Oh, no. You know what I have felt, though? You are looking over at me a lot more, like, familiar now that Anya is sitting next to me. I don't seem to... You're not as annoyed when you look in this direction anymore.
I've never been annoyed by you. I only make jokes like that to people I feel comfortable with.
I know. I was going to say this is a bond. Right
this
here.
Is a bond, yeah. Because you've been with us through some of the thick of it.
Trauma bonding.
Someone said, let's bring Alf back. We'll do another episode of Review before we head out.
You guys enjoy.
How would you feel if you had to do an hour of improv right now after this?
I would. That's where I draw the line. I'm done. I'm holy fucking shit. Done.
Are you going to do improv 2 hours from
no.
now?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm not doing that.
Okay, 3 hours.
I don't
hours.
Want that enough. No, I think you meant the Herald audition.
I meant the Herald audition.
I thought we were seeing when you'd be back in improv shape.
I need I need 2 nights of solid sleep after this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Monday morning, it sounds like
Monday
we can do
morning.
Another
it's
review.
It's a holiday.
Good.
Really important one, too.
Jeff,
so we'll pick it up Tuesday.
Alf and I are recording on Monday. We can slot you in.
I'm not working on Monday.
Let me look at the calendar real quick.
That's no, good. It's not about the calendar. I'm not doing it.
It is open. Kind of like free.
It is open.
Yeah, whenever time you want.
Marika?
Do you want us to call UCB and try to reschedule your audition for you?
Let's do it right now.
No, because I think this is the last weekend and I can't do it tomorrow. I don't want to do it tomorrow. I can't do it Monday. So,
you know who UCB wants is Parsi. They want to see Parsi's whole deal.
Yeah. Mariko, why don't you call to get the
Parsi's
exception?
Whole deal. Parsi's going to change the scene and be funny as shit.
Be funny as balls.
Parsi, that's one of my favorite bits ever. Parsi's gonna come in and change the scene. Marika, you gotta be funny as shit and you gotta tell us your whole deal.
You're gonna change the scene entirely with your entrance.
Well, I say all the time, I quote, well, I'm confused. Because I thought this was my house.
Parsi.
Parsi. Parsi on the sack.
Yeah, that's my new. Maybe I'll change my name to Parsi.
That's good.
Or at least like middle name.
And for those listeners who don't know, who's Parsi?
Parsi is an ingenious character lived by Marika Brownlee. We did when Alf and I came on. It was me, Alf, Jeff, Marika for an episode of the HeadGum Podcast, and Jeff had a segment of review, where we did a bit of improv based on reviews of review. Mm. And Jeff promised Marika that she wouldn't have to do a scene. And then, like, not but 2 minutes in, like, we were doing a bit where it was like, Alpha's my son, and Jeff's my new husband. He's going to meet his stepdad.
Oh, I'd also, like, prefaced Bond. It by being like, yeah, Marika, do not enter the scene.
Do not enter
this
the scene.
Not for
and then
you.
2 minutes in, he's
but
like,
you can call the scene.
He's like, you know who I brought with me? My friend Parsi, who's going to come in, tell you his whole deal, and change the scene entirely and be funny as shit.
Here's the thing. I love that we're telling this at the end of this 24-hour stream, because isn't that the spirit with which we thought of this very idea?
The HeadGum Podcast spirit?
No, you telling
you are
Marika.
Parsi.
You telling Marika she's not going to be in it. And then putting her on the spot, making her be in it.
Yeah, no, this is karma for sure.
Yeah,
I'm really glad
we're ending
Herd
on this
chefs.
Note.
This is Herd Parsi's.
Yeah,
this I is think Parsi's the, curse.
I think they call this Parsi's allegory.
Title of that.
Yeah,
for
Parsi's
sure.
allegory.
This is Parsi's,
Parsi's allegory. Here's my only note. I do wish it was more of people that I knew. That was tough.
Sure. Sure, sure, sure.
It was just, especially in the morning.
Everyone you know is like in this room, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
More Jake would have been nice.
Everyone you know is in this room.
Fucker.
It felt like the hardest stretch of it all was the Zooms.
This morning.
Being on Zoom for like 4 hours straight.
But it was all great.
Sure. Tell me about it.
Thank you, Jeff.
I think it was all great content. And it was clearly, you guys pulled it off without a hitch.
Yeah, I feel like we can like, do a debrief kind of download lessons learned like on Tuesday, kind of like not on the stream.
True. That's true. Yeah.
Oh, I thought.
Now.
What a great time to.
I mean, I appreciate debrief. The initiative. I love a debrief, but
yeah.
My vote would be for Tuesday.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
20 minutes, 22 minutes.
Home stretch.
You got it, baby.
Are you going to be able to drive home?
No, I'm getting a ride.
Okay.
I'm going to drive home.
Oh, Casey.
Casey, why don't we get you an Uber?
I don't want to drive my car.
Okay.
I would like to drive my car.
You heard it here, folks. We tried to get him an Uber.
I want to drive my car.
Keep going.
On the road with the other drivers.
So it's not a song. It's just like a weird
I want
poem.
To drive my car. On the road. Now.
Oh. Emma, you look really upset.
I'm not upset. I'm in a great mood.
Oh, hell yeah. Cool.
You look really comfortable.
I got really comfortable. It's really hot in here.
Yeah. I'm sorry to
We've
hear
got
that.
Two different fans okay. running.
Is your door
and
open?
It is, no.
Oh, that, you gotta open that somehow. Door.
It was open and we thought that hotter. Was making it worse. Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Because the heater is on blast outside of the office and we can't turn it off.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, it's winter.
Yeah, it sure
the
is.
The heater's not the only thing on blast today.
Speak on it.
Yeah.
Danny tore me a new one.
Didn't he give you drunch?
That's true. Yeah.
What'd you eat?
Well, we had mimosas.
Also,
we
he called
food.
Casey a sack of white rice. So I think you got the end of the stick.
No, champagne and
Danny
cocaine.
Didn't call me a sack of white rice.
Oh, yeah,
Jeff did.
And, and honestly, it killed.
Marika, holy yeah. shit. Marika's yeah. just smiling because it's over. Not that it
no,
happened.
I also, God I will
damn
say.
It. Damn it.
That was bodied for sure.
You were bodied?
Yeah.
We're all him at the end of the day.
But Goldie's her.
Brownie's different. yeah.
Jeff, best and worst parts of the stream for you.
Didn't we did that? Well, not on this episode.
Hours ago.
Yeah. No,
the lows was this morning when it was just a lot. Yeah.
It's a lot of energy.
Let's yeah. do bond of the week.
Oh, oh yeah.
The bond has to be someone that was on the stream at any point.
Mm. Bond of the week.
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ben Katzman.
Love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ben Katzman.
Beautiful.
For sure.
BK Degreaser 92.
Bond.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to pitch Miles Bonsignore for Bond because yeah. the disguises, though.
Oh,
the
yeah.
first
oh,
Italian yeah. Bond.
The first
Bond
Italian,
famously
like,
known for his disguises.
But, like, he can switch it up and, like, have a bunch of costumes in his back pocket.
Yeah. His last name.
Yeah.
Bond Signore. It's right.
Miles oh, yeah. Bond Signore. Anya, that was, Anya just gave a clutch with Miles Bond Signore.
Yeah.
That was
We've done that before, but yeah.
I think I'm gonna.
I'm so sorry, Jeff. I'm so sorry.
Jeff, come here.
What the fuck was that?
Oh, I thought
you were
gonna slap me in
the face. Why would you think that?
Well, my Bond of the Week was gonna be you.
Why?
Oh.
I don't know. You're the only actor on the show.
That's not true.
Who else acts?
Okay, I did a play
I'm
in high
the
school.
Guest.
We all sing. We all sing.
Actually, we all sing.
Actually, we all sing.
No one else acts.
That's literally not true.
On the stream?
You.
Who, Gabrus? Yeah, I guess
yeah,
he acts.
Yeah, that's going to be my pick.
Gabrus, Gabron,
yeah.
Gabon?
Gabrus would
I
be
a Bond
awesome
that smokes weed.
Yeah, Gabrus would be
no,
a
No, I think Bond villain.
Yeah. And I gotta agree with Jeff here.
That Gabrus is Bond villain.
Gabrus Bond villain. Mm.
That would be funny. I'd see it.
With
I
wait, the Mohawk.
The Bond villain was Billy Scafuri. Did you hear about this part?
Oh my
God.
Watched it.
Oh, that was a
That was really sad.
Billy, if you're watching this, you got me, brother.
It felt like the chat was turning on this whole thing.
I don't know. Yeah. The chat was like, if this is real, let him go. There was a whole campaign to set you free.
And they were on your
movies
side.
Felt underappreciated because I was straight up ignoring them because I was worried that Billy was mad at me.
Also, they were just trying to like get you settled in the moment to be like, let's take apart what just happened.
Yeah.
Let's see if this is real.
What you also asked,
I
what did I learn?
It was real.
Sorry.
No. I thought the Billy thing was real.
I thought it was real until I ran out of the studio and spotted Amir and went, what the fuck is Billy doing? Is it a bit? And not Amir was like, yeah, it's a bit. I was like, thank God.
I didn't know. When I was watching, I didn't catch that it was Billy. All I tuned in for was just, like, I have a self-tape for a commercial due at 5.
That didn't end up happening.
And you, that was real?
That was real.
That sucks.
It's fine. It was a commercial.
Well, that was the thing. I think I thought Billy was a bit, and then you got the self-tape call kind of at the same time.
And you thought it was the same thing.
And I was like, everything's rolling in. For some reason right now, and we're ruining Jeff's life.
That would have been really funny to get on the stream, though. Like, to do a self-tape.
I thought that would have been funny.
I would have done it. We didn't have time.
Yeah. You didn't have time?
There was no downtime.
There was no downtime. That's the thing.
The only downtime was, like, between, like, 1 and 2 a.m.
Yeah, but prime British hour. In the British hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. What are you guys doing tonight?
I'm hanging out with my mom.
Please tell her I say hello.
I will.
A lot of moms in town.
Yeah. It's a big mom weekend.
Are you going out to dinner?
What are you doing? I think so. I think tonight she wants to go out on the town.
Let's go to Poppy.
Yeah, maybe do Bungalow.
Your buddies invited you to go to Poppy tonight, right? You met him in, what was it, Milan Fashion Week? Paris Fashion Week.
I learned my lesson.
It's not going to be like last time. She was invited out by, who was it, Carla?
Carla
Kloss, yeah.
Who else?
But tell them what she did.
Our favorite model slash coder.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Like, she should have enough going on to not do what she did to Riley, which was that she poured the bottles of champagne into a bowl and then onto you.
Yeah, yeah.
And all over your pretty dress.
I actually don't want... Sorry, and all over your pretty dress.
I wasn't there, yeah, but I heard about it.
Yeah. Today, I'm just doing work. I rescheduled an oil change to come be here.
You can do that anytime.
I know. Well, so I was on the phone. Daniel, if you're watching, Daniel called me this morning and he's like, are you going to do the HeadGum podcast? I'm like, well, I left my hydro flask at the studio last night, so I actually have to go back and get it. And last night, Anya was like, oh, do you want to hop on the HeadGum pod? And I'm like, oh, I have an oil change at noon. And Daniel's like, that is such a stupid fucking excuse. He's like, I'm like, I've rescheduled it 3 times. He's like, you don't know them. They don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And then I was like,
Jiffy Lube,
like,
Rashid.
I'm like, but honestly, Daniel, I'm like, I'm really tired. And he was dying. He's like, you have to go tell him that.
That genuinely makes me mad.
That pisses me off. You have to go tell him. He's like, how much sleep did you get? I'm like, 8 hours. He's like, you have to go tell him that you didn't want to go at first because you're too sleepy.
You're crazy for that one, Hove.
My God.
Isaac, what did you learn during this whole thing?
You know,
never mind.
I did have the thought, because this is like the first thing I've done here in the offices and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I came in for like a little bit of a training like a month or so ago. And a part of me was thinking, oh yeah, you know, maybe do this. Maybe they'll want to like hire you or something like that. And then my first thing I hear from you is that you want to be an employee as well. So I don't think either that's going to happen for us. It is.
I'm not getting benefits.
And it's always fun to, you know, you trap a 25-year-old in a room after 13 hours. They're going to just start trashing everybody around them. And
wait, what did I say?
Oh, just seemed like you were just going after. You hit a point where you were going after people.
When Isaac first got here and got into the room, you did kind of snap at him and be like, I don't even want to look at you.
And that was the joke.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that because you don't really know who I am in the tone of the show.
He's a comedian. He works with comedians.
I know, but I was still rude to your face.
At like
4 a.m., 5 a.m.?
I'm sorry.
6 a.m.?
It was truly nothing personal. It could have been anyone.
I liked it 2 in the morning when you were breaking down what's wrong with Hollywood.
What did I say?
a lot of reboot culture stuff. A lot of I don't get enough respect.
Me?
I don't even remember this happening.
I don't remember that. That's really funny.
I don't get enough respect.
Hearing it like that is so funny. After this whole thing was put together, Allie, what did you learn during this?
I guess I learned that you and I look a lot more alike than I thought.
Mm.
Yeah.
As your double.
I think it's the eyes. I don't think it's much else.
Yeah. It's really more of an essence.
Yeah. It's a Midwestern
sensibility.
I think so.
Yeah.
And it's anyway, anybody wears overalls, they could look.
But it was fun. I mean, we really like we had meetings about this for months.
Yeah,
talking about it, putting it together.
I don't trust anyone in my life. You guys all kept it.
I mean, it wasn't like we picked this date and then we were like, okay, 8 months from now.
It was supposed to be a couple months earlier.
Yeah, the date was moving.
Well, you pitched a live stream where you sort of.
Yeah. What? Land the plane.
I meant it truly as like a bullying thing, but it was going to come out a different way.
No, what were you going to say?
Where you spanked my ass.
Got it. Okay. For 24 hours.
Yes. Of course.
And
with like
I
a
build,
vengeance
like,
too.
I
like, not...
like a machine that just like, yeah. I got to go sleep. So it's just going to keep going.
All right. Yeah. You get some shut eye. Well, this thing spanks my shit eye.
Oh,
Amir's not here.
Now I don't feel bad anymore.
Yeah. I remember, I think it was Anya or Marika or Allie. It's been so long ago who reached out and was like, hey, can you hop on a Zoom with us to talk like some HeadGum creative thing? And as like as a 1099, I'm like, I'm being included in a work meeting. Okay. I'm employed.
Big day.
Big day. Getting benefits. And I was really confused to see you not there.
Yeah.
Because I'm like,
I was in that meeting.
Yeah. I was like, wait. In my head, because I'm like, oh, well, if they're inviting me to a creative meeting, then it's like, Jeff's going to be there too.
Yeah.
And you weren't there. And so then I was like, what the fuck? And then that's when
I remember your face. I remember your face like very scared.
I was nervous because
We should have had a screenshot of that. We put that on the wall as well.
The energy was very much something's going on and there's a reason Jeff's not here. And and you didn't know why.
I'm nervous for a second of like something had happened. Yes. I thought you were like leaving or something. Like or that they were gonna tell me that something had happened.
And then
they
pitched this.
Yes. Well, I mean that's like backlogged till forever.
Right.
But then it was this, I'm like, oh, amazing. Sean Spencer said 10 minutes until Riley's 24-hour stream starts.
Would you do it?
Wow. Right now? No, I'm too sleepy.
That's kind of where I was yesterday, and I fucking made it a think.
If we sprung a surprise 24-hour stream on you, how would you
react? Be very careful. Be very careful here, because he's doing research.
Yeah. I'd love it. It would be so fun, and I'd be happy. No, I said before that it's like I would be... It'd be like, oh, that's nice for like 2 hours. And then I would slowly sink.
I think it should be Riley's all-nighter. And it's just 12 hours. So you don't have to go through what I just did, which is worse than people think it was.
What if this was just a rolling thing? That it's like every single person at HeadGum.
It's 24 hours a day.
A day. And then
day.
It's like, and you don't know when it's going to be you. So it's Jeff. And then, but Props has like 20 plus videos ready to go of like, Casey.
Dane. Yes.
By the way, only like around 30 employees. So that means that you would have to do this once a month. That's not going to work for me. Marika, thoughts?
On that idea?
Maybe your and I friendship has grown. Your and my friendship.
We can talk about that in a second.
Sure.
I do think at one point we had an idea of just having a joint stream cross coast so like we could see each other in the offices and be able to like wave
that's
real
fun.
Time and talk
for sure,
and stuff so it would kind of be like that or we just like publicize that our friendship I think is great. I hit a block this morning where I was like Jeff hates us and is never going to talk to any of us again, which really stressed
me. There was
out.
Like an hour where I was mad at everybody.
Yeah of course, and that's totally within your right.
Not only is it that, but it feels like it's what this was supposed to be. Like, I needed to have a breaking point. I had it. People have already pointed out when it was.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people wanted.
I don't think...
That's not
I don't
what
think
I
we,
wanted.
None of us wanted...
I'm talking about the viewers.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. That's fair.
But
no, but genuinely...
I think we can all agree that we all... Anybody who is here past midnight... Well, I guess that's just you and me. Never mind. This doesn't work.
I was here past midnight.
Yeah, this joke fell flat. Marika, sorry. Please continue. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say there was a period of time where I was like, should we just tell Jeff and he could be in on it? And then we decided ultimately no. I'm glad we didn't.
Same.
If you had known, would you have done it?
Oh, yeah. I still would have done it.
We talked about that all night, how he's like, just a week notice would have helped him.
Then we wouldn't have gotten that.
I know. This is good
content. And now that
I'm
we're 10 minutes away.
Oh, my God.
I take 13.
Exactly. Now that we're 13 minutes away, I feel like great about it because it's fucking over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was worried.
That's what I said. It was.
I think HeadGum should buy me a Rolex.
You got it, babe.
No, I don't know. You're not gonna.
You say no to me. Like I'm gonna go do it.
No, that's fine.
Shrimp cocktail.
That's what you want for
another one?
No, I'm just saying. Whatever. You could.
I was worried that you were not gonna like you were gonna say no, and like the plan was to still have. Like all these segments going, and like
either way, even if I said
either way, we would have made something work. But what I wanted to do was if you said no, we just leave the cameras,
spank my ass,
yeah, for 24 hours. We just leave the cameras running in the empty room with this.
That's really funny
for 24 hours.
Lambasted in the comments all throughout the day.
Oh my god. Allie, how has it been being Jeff?
It's felt good.
Yeah. Does it feel right?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. You know, it's been a new perspective.
Mm.
And it has been fun I've never been a stand-in or a body double before.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel like, speaking of acting, that is step one to getting in the biz.
100%. And like putting yourself in his shoes. So it's like, what is it like, I guess, like stepping into the mind.
The mind of Jeff.
Can I have a follow-up to that?
Uh-huh.
I think at first I was worried.
This line of questioning.
My point of view is it like I was worried about do I have to come up with like mean spirited jests as Jeff? It was almost too meta. Like
Jeff,
like
Jeff, infinite Jeff.
Because then the worry is, what if I go too far? And what if I say something that people are like, is that Allie or is it Jeff? And then I get lost within my own mind.
Mm. Yeah.
And
yeah,
it becomes the lines are blurred.
Yeah.
Right. You could actually become Jeff or like become the Jeff presence.
Right. Well,
and
going home was hard because I'm
that
still in the overall.
What I wanted to know when you left the studio, took the character of Jeff with you.
No, you can't take it with you, but I took Jeff with me.
Mm.
And
interesting.
And I was just like, okay. It was hard to shake off the POV.
You can't take it with you.
You can't take
you
the
can't
character
take it with
you.
But I took Jeff.
I took Jeff with me.
Because he's not a character.
In general, you can't take it with you.
No, she's saying you can't take it with you, Casey.
What you were saying?
I'm making a reference to the play.
You can't take it with you. What a deep cut.
a play that I did see on Broadway.
The whole cast of characters from the entire stream comes in and celebrates Allie.
You can't take it with you, but I can take Jeff with me.
It was 3 a.m. and I'm at my own house and I go to the bathroom and I look in the mirror and I'm like, you're not Jeff.
Mm.
Let I also like, s- sorry,
did,
now
like,
we're just
like Black Swan, like whore.
And then I'm like, who wrote that?
This is such a small thing, but referring to being at home as I was at my own house, as if it's like the darndest thing. And if I was at my own house, if you can believe it. And you're at home. You're at home.
Well, yeah, I was at my own house.
I was in my own goddamn bedroom, if you can fucking believe it.
Yeah, well, I'm not. Yeah, I want the viewers to know I'm not crashing somewhere. I have a place and it's and I pay rent.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Nice. Charlie Ashby says, do you now understand the plight of the Jeff?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think I've understood.
The duality of man.
Yeah. I mean, Jeff and I have known each other for a long time now. We've been working together for years.
Yeah.
We've always,
mostly my life making your life harder.
Not really. Mm. Maybe just chasing, but it doesn't bother me. If anything, I have to, me as Allie, I have to work through just general day to day as my job is not feeling like I'm a narc. I don't want to. My biggest fear is being annoying. And so when I do follow up or whatever,
you're too charming to be annoying.
Oh, thanks.
I'm annoying because Alf and I don't respond to Allie's emails nearly fast enough as we should.
No. You guys
are
hard.
You know, it's at HeadGum, at Gmail. I never know which is which.
What? You think the reason why it's hard to respond is the server?
What's that? Big laugh from Emma.
We have to like plan scheduling, look at dates, but you, so that's why it takes us a little bit of time, but you think it's hard because you're like, it's at HeadGum or at Gmail?
I don't, it's like,
It's hard for Jeff, for sure.
Right. I mean, Miles gave proof.
Yeah.
How much longer?
8 minutes.
Beautiful.
If you want to be true to the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to be true to the time. I'm not calling
we
it.
We got to be true. We got to be true to the time.
It's not your call. It's Jeff's call. And Jeff.
We are true to the time.
We're true to the time.
True to the time.
do we want to do another rhythm of the rice?
Yeah, I think we should close it out maybe with a group That's rhythm good. Of the rice.
Okay.
Which, of course.
For 8 minutes,
was it actually eight?
No, it's the, I'll let us know when we're ready.
Okay.
Oh
my yeah. God. Wait. So, what if as the minute we hit 24 hours even, you start the song and then we just go out with that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Great. I saw when I got home last night. When I got to my own house last night, I was pounding some chocolate chips from a bag.
Oh, I love doing that.
Oh, it's the best thing ever. And classic I put on the stream for a bit, and it was another rhythm of the rice. And someone, I forget who it was, someone in the comments was like, this is a reward? This is a reward
That's
for us.
So funny.
It was so funny. I went to my own home, and I was on the computer, like 1 a.m., one of the rhythm of the rices was happening, and it was just everyone in the chat spamming rice, and I could not stop laughing. It was so funny.
It was so fucking funny.
The hive mind of nonsense.
We're getting a lot of rice spam in the chat right now.
Yeah. The people can't wait for the rice.
They love rice.
We should do an Indian hour.
A what?
Exactly.
An Indian hour?
I need to be with my brothers and sisters.
I don't know what you're saying.
I think he said Indian hour.
Oh, I thought he said an Indian. I'm like, watch an indie film every hour.
We should do an Indian hour.
An Indian hour.
And we'll segregate the room, whites and browns. Just God. Like my laundry.
Nice.
The fuck is wrong with you? We're getting right. Spam the chat with rice. Spam the chat with rice. We're getting a lot of rice.
Actually, I'll take the rice.
Spam the chat with rice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You earned it.
Yeah. What's that?
You earned it.
The rice spam?
No, the rice. The way the you're saying
it, you earned it. That was rude. It was more normal than that. I just am too tired to nail it.
No, you should take it. No, take whatever you want. Really
good. Jeff, I would like, now that we are closing in on the final minutes.
Yeah.
I would love to hear your final thoughts on this whole ordeal.
I think Jake and Amir are cowards. Marty, I didn't expect to be a part of this really at all. So he actually over-delivered by being in it at all. I think Jake and Amir are cowards for starting it and then never returning. Amir returned like, what, 15 minutes afterwards? It was kind of stupid.
And honestly, that was supposed to be Jake.
Exactly. So shout out everyone else other than Jake and Amir, I would say.
Well, okay, in Jake's defense, he had to go rescue a cat.
What does that mean?
It means that there was a cat that needed help and he went to go help it.
What is that?
Why
that
did
takes
he
what,
have
10
to
minutes?
Be the person to go rescue the cat?
Because someone asked him to. They said,
he,
hey, there's
a tree?
No, there was a Emily and Murph from NatPod rescue like stray cats and like help, you know, like take them off the street and
so they know it.
They tapped Jake for some help.
That's why right. Jake?
Okay. I don't know. Because he's in town.
Because he's in town.
This is why Jake couldn't be here for your
No, he was like, I gotta go help a cat.
I really thought that they would be at the end. That like hurts my feelings for real, actually.
It did seem like you were bummed when you were calling Amir like an hour ago. Like, you're not showing up for the end of this?
You want to call him again?
No, I'm mad at him. Wow. I think because what I heard was that Amir pitched this in a content meeting, so this was his shit. So that's fucked up.
He did pitch.
Surprisingly. Yeah. Surprising so I think that's fucked up.
Ultimately, this is good because it just gets us in your favor because we're here.
That's what I was going to say is we need a HeadGum podcast tour because of this.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And we can talk about the race.
Tell us in the chat where the HeadGum podcast tour should go.
Yeah.
Tell us. No. Also, Jeff, raise your rate.
I don't know how to do
just,
that.
You can.
I can't just do that. I need to ask for a raise.
I think you can.
You can raise your rate.
You can raise your rate. You can say that you want.
Let's talk about this off air right now.
Yeah, in just a
couple
minutes.
Definitely.
I think we should do 50 an hour.
For
the sketches, for.
Okay.
Well, maybe 75 because you kind of took to it pretty easily.
We're getting a lot of locations for the Hegum podcast tour.
Jeff, can I say something?
I forgot we were live.
Sorry. Can I say something?
Solidarity. Yeah. Also, none of that was real.
Well,
I actually can't believe you did it.
You did it, buddy.
Yeah,
you really did.
None of us believed in you, man.
No, you could have walked out at any moment, and you did.
You
not.
Did it,
and we raised $10,000.
That's incredible.
Charity,
we did.
Incredible.
That was awesome.
Our goal was $5,000.
We doubled it.
That's pretty amazing.
I will say, Jay Estrella was me, and I'm not good for the money. Jay Estrella donated like $700.
That's insane.
That's true. Derbert Schutman.
Yeah, Schutman.
Delbert Schutman.
So sorry, Delbert. My apologies.
Good friend of mine. Yeah. Show some respect. Yeah.
Oh, some people are saying come to Brazil for the Hegum podcast.
Come to Brazil.
Which is huge. I've always wanted to be told to come to Brazil. So this is
we've done that bit before on review years ago. Come to Brazil.
Come to Brazil. Like really earnest and soft, and they don't actually care. Come to Brazil.
Yeah.
Do you want me to?
I think we should go to all of our hometowns. Hometown Hegum.
Chicago.
Tour. Yeah.
L.A., that one's easy.
Cleveland. Mm-hmm.
Cleveland.
Savannah.
Coral Springs,
Boston.
Florida.
Yeah. Marblehead, Massachusetts.
Let's just do Boston.
Or Marblehead. I want to go.
Where?
Moscow.
Oh, my God.
You might have fans. Oh. I think now's a good time to go there, too.
So what is it? Tampa Bay?
It's good.
Miami.
Coral Springs.
Miami?
Coral Springs, Florida.
Poppy could be in Miami real quick.
Sure,
I'll Isaac, where are you from?
I thought that was done.
Where'd you grow up?
Wisconsin.
Really? Green Bay?
No.
Fuck. Eau Claire?
No.
Fuck.
Appleton?
Those are like three. All three of those places are like the same exact location.
Okay.
That's so funny.
Okay. Where? The suspense is killing me. Where?
Racine, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Home of Anacar.
What?
The watch company, Anacar.
Oh, it's S.C. Johnson. A lot of companies. S.C. Johnson.
S.C. Johnson.
Well, Anacar is Racine spelled backwards, and it's a really good watch company.
The family?
Company.
Yeah. Oh.
Hegum, a family company.
There's no way.
That's a red flag.
After this?
After referencing all of each other, spanking each other's ass?
You were the only one who was referencing
that.
That
was you.
You, sir.
We were all...
24-hour stream where you're spanking my ass.
No.
Minute here, folks.
Is the final countdown.
This is it.
I need to pull up the lyrics.
After this, I need to call my parents and say I'm not going to meet up with them tonight like I said I would. Because I am dead inside.
I can't believe that I can look up the rhythm of the rice and
it's the genius. So
what we need is people to add meaning. You know, you can
annotate.
What does he mean by bake rice to burn to?
I'm biting into rice.
Got it.
I mean,
also,
this is the rhythm of the rice.
There it is.
The rice. The consistency of the rice. If we could annotate that with
the rhythm of the rice. This is the rhythm of my bite.
My bite.
Oh, yeah. I'm biting into rice.
I'm so sorry. Hold on.
Sing along if you know the words.
You should by now. How many times did it happen? 20
count. Every 500.
Oh, you put some soy up on my plate.
Oh, sushi in a trendy place. Bake rice two for two, and they all eat rice taste.
That's a mad lib.
Oh, I can eat all of your grains. Feel you give me rice again. Round and round rice goes, each time I eat rice plain. This is the rhythm of the rice. The rice. Oh yeah. The rhythm of the rice. This is the rhythm of my wife. My wife. Oh yeah. I married tons of rice.
Sing along if you know the words.
You're moving the phone so much, I can't
read it. There is a meaning on rice taste.
My favorite line's coming up.
All right, I'll let you know.
Let's Won't you teach me to eat some rice?
I promise you it will suffice.
Oh, here it comes.
Tastes better than ice. Consistency of sand. I don't want to be without rice. But to be rice, that'd be nice. Take me out to dine. There's only one place.
What is it called?
It's called Almsby.
Rhythm of the rice. The rice. Oh yeah. The rhythm of the rice. This is the rhythm of my life. My fight. Oh yeah. I learned to play the fife. The rhythm of the rice. The rice. Oh yeah. The rhythm of the rice. This is the rhythm of my strife.
Gotta let him solo.
My strife. Oh yeah. I don't like my life.
And then it's supposed to cut out right there.
Woo! You did it.
Get me the fuck out of here.
Thanks for watching, everybody.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.